Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, serving as a missionary in Durres. The preaching today is entitled, Do Not Go After Them.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another, all will be thrown down. They asked him, Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place? And he said, Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. This is the word of the Lord. I love November, liturgically I mean. It gives us a good glimpse of what the Church of Christ is. During this month, we believers in Jesus Christ, who are still on our journey on earth, remember all those who ended their time here and died. We remember those who are in purification before finally being received in God's embrace, the souls in purgatory, and we pray for them. We remember those who are already in the home our Father has prepared for each one of us since the beginning of time, and we ask for their intercession. We have just celebrated the feast of Christ the King, our Lord, who keeps calling us, Come to me, and I will give you rest. We have the whole picture. We started our journey on birth, and when through baptism we joined the Church, we became aware that we are sons and daughters of the Almighty God. Jesus Christ, our teacher, guide, and leader, keeps encouraging us on our journey, notwithstanding our limitations, our mistakes, and our sins. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We are the Church, a family following Christ, who, in the end of our journey, will present us to the Father. How is Christ, our King, encouraging us today? Luke tells us that some who were with Jesus were admiring the temple building and its beautiful decorations. He told them, As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another, all will be thrown down. Jesus was alerting them and us that things beautiful and strongly built will one day be destroyed. People die, and all material things shall too, although they may last longer. This will remind us what Jesus said, Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus is not against wealth, beautiful buildings, and such things. He wants us to be wise, to think about life beyond death, and our meeting with the Lord, who will surely ask us, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger, I was naked, and I was sick. Did you help me? Did you visit me? On what we can answer in truth will depend our eternal future. At the end of chapter 20, Luke tells us that Jesus said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. At the very beginning of chapter 21, Luke reports that Jesus looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury of the temple. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. Out of her poverty, she has put in all she had to live on. She surely had decided to lay up for herself treasures in heaven, where her heart really was." And Jesus saw her and called his disciples to pay attention to this poor woman's generosity and set her as an example for us all. Jesus invites us all to solidarity and sharing with others. When we speak about the end of time, we will surely ask, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place? Jesus will answer as he did in today's gospel selection, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify." Jesus does not ask us to do great things, but to be ready for his coming, to be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks about the hope we possess. We are asked to do this with courtesy and respect. Jesus reminds us to try and love God with all our heart, with all our being, and to love our neighbor as he loved us. Our love sometimes is weak, but if we give it all, we will be following him. As Mother Teresa said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love."